It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think Daboll's a tremendous football coach. It's funny how people forget sometimes how great of a coach a person is over some tough times. And I think the guy just won a Coach of the Year not too long ago. And sometimes I love the underdog mentality too as well. I think that's kind of been my approach every day of my life. I don't know, maybe being 5'11", I don't know what it is, but a lot of people tell you you can't do something. And I love challenges, I love adversity, I love all that stuff.
Russell Wilson. New quarterback of the New York Giants. He did say he expects to start. Didn't sound like he thinks there's going to be a quarterback competition between him and Jameis Winston. Won't Winston find his way to playing like 7 games this year, though, anyway? He always kind of gets in there. And then there was the Schefter rumor report that they're still looking at Shedeur Sanders. So they could have Sanders, Wilson, and Winston all in the same quarterback room. Or at least all in the same competition. I don't know if they would keep all three once training camp begins.
Yeah, and like Winston has a cuttable contract, worst case.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure there's a couple million of that that's guaranteed, but they could probably trade him, someone that would be desperate to at quarterback. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off this week. Nate Geary is in. The Sabres are in action tonight against Pittsburgh. It's opening day in Major League Baseball. The Bisons, by the way, open up tomorrow against Rochester downtown. So that's tomorrow. We'll have Pat Malacara. We'll get Pat Malacara on tomorrow to preview the Bison season. 9:30, we're going to talk with Josh Goldberg on the whole league, but also the Blue Jays. They're trying to get a deal done with Vlad Guerrero, it sounds like, today before the game start. Because his future has been very much in doubt in Toronto. Former Bison stud and then has gone on to be great in Toronto and needs a contract. And there's been a lot of rumors about him leaving if they don't get a deal done. So get a little scoop on that coming up at 9:30 on baseball beginning today. We have the over-unders for the league. The Giants, by the way, 4.5 is the over-under. Let's play a little game here. Let's play a little game with the AFC over-unders. Nate, I'm going to have you pick the over-under for every team in the AFC.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's start right at the top. The Bills over-under is 11.5. Did you go over or under?
Over.
Over?
Over.
Even though the schedule's tough?
I like over.
The home schedule is tough. The away schedule... What is the Bills' away schedule this year? I feel like the away schedule is actually not that bad. This year, they have the 3 division teams on the road. They have Pittsburgh on the road. Heard Sal yesterday mention that that game could be in Ireland. There's a chance of it. Give me Bills Mafia in Dublin.
If they went to Ireland, I'd have to maybe find my way there.
Yeah, me too. Atlanta on the road, Carolina on the road, Cleveland on the road, and Houston on the road. That's not a tough road schedule.
Yeah.
Your three divisions, and then Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Carolina, Cleveland, Houston. I mean,
they could go undefeated on the road.
And maybe that's how you
get... They went undefeated at home last year.
Yeah. That's how you get to your over. They're so good at home.
Yep. You know they're going to win... A couple of games that are close at home, but they should get the benefit of the doubt at home.
And then they could go nuts on the road.
There are a few true home field advantages left in the NFL, especially now. The Bills feel like they have one of the last remaining ones. Like Kansas City, Buffalo, Seattle.
Yeah.
Like those home field advantages still exist.
Baltimore over 11.5. What kind of season's Baltimore in store for? They had DeAndre Hopkins as their big ad in the offseason.
Under.
Division being a little stronger.
Division stronger. They won.
At least one team in their division being stronger.
They won, I think, 2 one-score games against the Bengals that could have really gone the other way last year.
One of those was not just one-score games, an overtime game.
Yeah.
And a game where Cincinnati went for 2 down 1 to win the game at the end, and they didn't get it.
Where'd we hear that before?
Yeah. Chiefs at 11.5. I would go under on this.
I'm going to take over.
You're going to go over?
I'm going to go over.
I would go under. 11.5. They're going to go 10-7 this year. And then beat the Bills again. It's going to be infuriating. Bengals at 10.5.
Under.
Okay. Chargers at 10.5. Is that surprising to you that the Bengals number is the same as the Chargers over-under? Chargers and Bengals, the same one number here. Level of expectation is the exact same. The Chargers coming off a horrific playoff loss.
Yeah.
Just two, what did Herbert have? 3 interceptions on the season, and then he had 4 in the playoff game?
Yeah.
Chargers and the Chargers.
You said theirs is 10.5?
Theirs is the same as the Bengals, 10.5.
I'll take the under.
Man, if they're not, you've got the Chiefs winning the division by like 3 games again. If the Chargers are never going to put it together.
You think that it's really the Chargers and nobody else? Because I think Denver could be the team in that division that gives them the biggest.
Well, let's get to them next. They're 9.5.
Over.
You would go over on Denver. You think they'll finish second in the division?
I think they'll finish second. I think they're going to give the Chiefs everything they can handle. I mean, they did last year in the regular season game. They beat them when it didn't matter, but it was a walk-off field goal after they fumbled the damn ball, right? Or was that a different game? There were so many absurd endings to Chiefs games. They all kind of blend together.
That
was a different game. Who fumbled? Oh, that was the Raiders game.
No, the Denver game. You're looking for the Denver game? The Denver game is they have a 30-yard field goal at the end to win it, and it gets blocked.
Yes, that's what it was. That's what it was.
That honestly was the craziest. Of any of the lucky Chief moments of the year, I'm not saying that was... Like the Raiders
being in the red zone, and then fumbling.
I think
feels
you're right,
worse
because that is all on the Raiders. Like the Chiefs didn't do anything to make that happen. At least on the blocked field goal, it's okay. The Chief guy ran over the Denver guard. Forgot the name of the Denver guard. He's got pancaked on his back to get the field goal blocked. Denver's at 9.5. Houston at 9.5. I am low on Houston this year. I would go under.
I am too. I will take. I think they look like an easy regression candidate because of how bad their offensive line was, and then they dismantled it and have not done anything to.
Right. Explain to me their offseason. They're easily
trading away your best offensive lineman.
Right. When that was your biggest problem.
Yep.
Right. It's kind of like the Chiefs in that way. But Tunsil, I think, Tunsil's also a real tackle. Thuney was playing out of position. They added Trent Brown on a 1-year deal. They added Cam Robinson on a 1-year deal. They added Laken Tomlinson on a 1-year deal. All low money.
Good. Don't know what the plan is there, but I feel like they could easily. They regressed last year. I think there's a good chance they regress again.
AFC South, never going to change. Steelers at 8.5. Under. Under. Under.
No, I'll take the over.
Come on.
They're going to win 9 games no matter what.
We should just bet that one straight up.
They're going to win 9 games no matter what. That's what they do.
Not no matter what. It's going to end. It's going to happen. It happened to Belichick. It's going to happen to Tomlin.
History suggests otherwise, unfortunately.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You're saying that assuming Rodgers will be the quarterback, I'm guessing? Okay.
Yep.
If it's Rudolph, would you still think the same thing?
Yep.
Really?
If Duck Hodges was their quarterback, I'd think they'd still find a way to 9 wins.
Is there a quarterback I could put in front of him as their starter where he wouldn't say that? It's like within like
Mitch
somewhat
Trubisky.
Reality. Trubisky. There you go. Well, he was their quarterback.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
They found their way to 9 wins. All right. Pittsburgh 8.5. Dolphins at 8.5.
Over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Here's why I ask you. What do you like about Miami?
Oh, it's not really about liking Miami.
I just think Tua's going to get hurt again.
Okay.
Because it happens every year.
I mean, if that happens, then yeah. That's...
1 year, he stayed healthy. Just play the law of averages.
Yeah, I like over simply because I think they're... Them and the Jets, they've both found ways to be kind of underrated now.
What do you think McDaniel needs to do to keep his job? Like, does he keep his job if they squeak in, if they squeak into the playoffs and gets bounced in the first round? Is he there? Is
probably,
he staying?
Yeah.
Okay, what if they win 9 and just miss?
I think he'd be done. I think he'd be out.
Okay, so it's got to be, it's just playoffs,
I think it's playoffs
or
bust, yeah.
Okay.
But I also kind of think they have to win a playoff game. They haven't won a playoff game since...
Oh, it's 20 years.
The second Bush administration.
Might be the first Bush administration.
They're the only team in the NFL to not win in the 21st century.
What playoff game?
A playoff game. Even the Jets have won a playoff game.
Miami's last playoff win.
96?
The 2000 wild card.
Pre-9/11.
Indianapolis Colts in overtime.
Okay, so maybe they have one in the 21st
century.
I was
in third grade.
I was young. Peyton Manning. Jay Fiedler was the quarterback.
Hell yeah.
Vibe train. Look at this game. Who is the coach?
Wanstead,
you're right. Dave Wanstead against Jim Mora.
Hell yes, vibe factory.
Holy cow. 2000 is the last time they won a playoff game. Miami is 8.5. You're going over. I would go under on Miami. I think they're going to implode this year. Get my list back up here. New England is at 7.5. Is that proper respect? That's the right number, right? That's last year they were like 3.5.
What's the number?
7.5. Like that's okay. You're middle of the road now. You're not the worst team in the league anymore. We like Drake May just enough, but you also haven't done enough. You're too new. You're too new here to get a higher number than that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I take the under. That'd be a big jump for them.
Yeah.
8 wins would be a big jump. Six or seven makes more sense.
I'll go over. Not by much. Like, it's going to be 8 and 9 to me. But... I do like the roster. I like the roster a lot. Jury's out still on the offensive line. And that could really tank things. But I like May's ability to play against pressure to me is gonna make that a little bit more neutralized.
Okay.
So we'll see. It's Vrabel too, right? Isn't Vrabel kind of Tomlin-esque here? Where he's gonna squeak out 8-9 wins. What is his worst season with Tennessee? Did he have like a really bad year? Not that I remember, right? Was there a Mariota year in there that was really bad?
Maybe his first year.
Vrabel as a coach went 9 wins, 9 wins, 11 wins, 12 wins, 7 wins, 6 wins. So the last year, I guess.
Yeah.
The last year that he was there where, you know, it all kind of went away. So New England at 7.5. Rest of the AFC. Jaguars at 6.5. I think Jeremy's on the Jaguars this year. It's a sneaky good team.
Jaguars?
Yeah. I'm not really into it. They've changed a lot.
What's the over-under? 7, you said? 7.5?
Six and a half.
Okay.
New coach, Liam Cullen, who says Duval very strangely.
Duval.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a weird cat. I like the over for them. I think a bounce back's in order. You know, I'm probably buying Trevor Lawrence stock because I think it's probably at its lowest.
Okay.
Yeah, if their offense can be better, I think their defense will. Their defense was okay. Their defense has always sort of been okay. Maybe some of this depend on who they end up with in the draft?
Well, who would you have them taken? That's a top 10 pick, isn't it?
It's five.
Five, okay.
So they get Mason Graham. Does that move the needle for you? They'd have some names on the defensive line.
Eh.
Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, Mason Graham. I mean, they'd have some pieces on that defensive line.
To me, like their defense being 11th or being 19th, like to me,
kind of doesn't matter.
It's their offense. Doug Peterson kind of showed that he doesn't really have it as a play caller anymore. And Cohen was really impressive in Tampa. So I do like the offensive skill set. Brian Thomas Jr., I mean, he could be a superstar.
Yeah, he really could be a superstar.
He looked
like
he has that potential last year. I mean, he had a big season. Nonetheless, he's going to at least be really good. I like that Diami Brown signing too. He's a speed receiver. They got a lot of speed.
Yeah, swapping
down
out
the field.
Kirk for Diami Brown, I kind of like.
Yeah,
I kind of like it. You've got. I would think that what they're trying to do is trying to see if they can. They don't really have a true slot though.
That is true. I wonder if they play Thomas out of the slot.
That's what I was just going to say. I wonder if they're trying to look at getting him out of the slot more because vertically, that's probably where they could have a lot of success with him in the vertical game is in the slot.
Right. Almost in the way that Dallas uses CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
Because if you think about the two guys they have next to him, Diami Brown, outside speed guy.
He's better than CeeDee Lamb, right?
And then Gabe Davis is only playing on the outside.
He's better than CeeDee Lamb, right?
Who?
Brian Thomas.
No, he's not.
No?
No, that's crazy.
That's
crazy.
Contracts aside, that's a crazy question. Don't allow contracts.
No, I don't care about contracts.
Okay. If you had both of them on the board today, not fantasy in real life to start your team, who would you rather have? Brian Thomas Jr. or CeeDee Lamb?
How old is CeeDee Lamb? To start my team?
If you're
25. I'm taking CeeDee Lamb. Yeah.
I'm not taking CeeDee Lamb.
He had 1,700 yards 2 years ago.
Yep.
4 straight 1,000-yard seasons. No, I want CeeDee Lamb.
I like Brian Thomas Jr. a lot.
I mean, I love Brian Thomas Jr., but Lamb is already a tier one receiver in the league.
Totally.
I think
by the end of this year,
could be.
He might be a consensus top four, top five. That's how high I think of Brian Thomas
Jr. As I do say, 1,700 yards for Lamb. I mean, it was 1,282 was the yardage for Thomas. Thomas had an amazing year.
And how many games did Lawrence end up missing? Five?
Upset of the segment is that the team we've spent the most time on happened to be the Jacksonville Jaguars in this exercise. Do you think the Bills wanted Thomas? Looking back?
Yes.
That's the guy they would have wanted to trade up for?
I think so, yeah.
Man, imagine him with Josh Allen. Could have been awesome. All right, Jaguars at 6.5. I'm going over. Colts at 6.5. Who's their week one starter? To have to be Richardson? They're talking like Daniel Jones is going to compete for the job. I can't believe that. Jones has played forever in the league. 6 years? How much more does a guy need to prove to you that he's not it? But quarterback competition. Does he win it? Richardson is, I don't know what to do with Richardson. I love the athlete, but the guy took himself out of a game. And I don't know if you ever recover from that in that building. He's going to have to work to do it. This offseason, training camp, he's got to show a maturity level. Because that, it might sound like a little thing, but I feel like that could stick to him. It'll be remembered. It's the first thing I thought of when I thought of Richardson. He's a crazy athlete, big arm. I mean, I like the player. I thought he shouldn't have been benched in the first place for play. Richardson, one thing that I think, this is going back to the the early Josh Allen debates, the great debates of like 2018 and 19, where we argued about how important is completion percentage, right? And that's happening a little bit with Richardson right now. Anthony Richardson, worst completion percentage of any starting quarterback in the league last year, 47.7%. He also had a higher yards per attempt than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Which should I care more about? I'm not saying he doesn't have to get more consistent, but you benched a guy who had a higher yards per attempt than Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes had a little bit of a down year, like, but it was middle of the road of starters. It was fine. Because you know why? He connects on bombs the time.
He's an impressive vertical thrower.
14.4 yards per completion last year was the highest in the NFL.
It's just as crazy he can't complete an out pass. But man, can that guy throw a beautiful deep ball. He's got J.P. Lossman vibes with his arm talent.
Honestly, with his injury history too a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to go over or under on 6.5 for the Colts?
I'm going to go under.
Okay. Titans at 5.5?
Under.
There's a lot of teams at the bottom here that just... Under on the Titans. Yeah. Jets at 5.5?
Over.
Really?
Yeah.
I would be under on that. I think they're going to be bad.
I think they'll be better than they were last year. They'll be less of a bleep show. I think they'll be less of a bleep show. I think they're going to play a ton of one-score games. And yeah. I suspect their defense
bounces back a little bit. All right. Raiders at 5.5?
Over.
It's interesting. That's an interesting number that it is that low.
I think Pete Carroll accounts for six. He's the best coach that franchise has had.
Okay, see, Geno would be the bigger reason that I would do it.
Pete Carroll is such a solidifying, talk about raising floors. He raises their floor immensely. From being maybe the worst team in the league from a floor-wise, I think to at minimum third in their division.
I'm definitely rooting for it to crash and burn.
Really? Was it because of Brady?
Brady.
All right, that's fair.
Because if they win this year, like if they're a playoff team, they win 10 games.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll, you might be right that Carroll will be a huge reason, like the biggest reason why that happens. He ain't getting the credit for it.
I disagree.
Tom Brady is going to get the credit for it because he's going to make it that way.
Brady
gets credit for everything, things that he has nothing to do with.
Yeah.
He is absolutely going to get all the credit if they make the playoffs and win 10 games.
That's probably right.
So I want them to win 3. The Raiders. Final one, Cleveland 4.5.
Under. They might win 0 games. If they go into the season as is right now with Kenny Pickett at quarterback, they might win 0 games.
Yeah. I mean, I still like the defense, but
yeah,
I wouldn't go over. I'd go under too. Yeah. All right. That's the AFC picture right now when it comes to the over-under win totals. Again, the Bills are the number one team. They're tied with Baltimore and Kansas City at 11.5, but like if you were going to bet it, you have to spend more to get the over on the Bills than you would on Baltimore or Kansas City right now. 803-0550 is the phone number. We're going to talk some draft coming up next. We'll check in with Sal also in the 9 o'clock hour. He's going to be on tomorrow, but get in on the league owners meetings and you know all the rule changes. We touched on those a little bit earlier, but we'll definitely get more in depth with it with Sal in the 9 o'clock hour. So still got room for your phone calls at 803-0550. Sabres play tonight. Baseball starts today. It's a busy day in the world of sports. The NCAA tournament gets back into it today, so you got everything. Almost a sports equinox.
Sports equinox.
Hockey, basketball, baseball. And we're missing one more. Golf. We got golf today.
Yes.
The Texas Open.
Houston Open, yeah. Houston Open. Yep.
So Rory's the favorite for today. 803-0550 is the phone number here on WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.